Should he bear all? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There seems to be this idea that Tiger Woods now has an obligation to go on a national indiscretion confession tour.
That's the kind of PR garbage that may have sounded good about 30 years ago, but it just doesn't work now.
PR pit bull Eric Dezenhall, who's made a reputation in damage control.
When you have bad facts, it's not like there is a way to cure it. You can only treat it.
Tiger Woods, he says, has done exactly what he should, issue a brief and very uninteresting written statement.
Tiger Woods is not a public figure. He's an icon. And icons are known as much for what they don't do as what they do do. I do think that an icon like this does owe his sponsors and his fans some sort of cursory response that he is listening. But I don't think that he owes people what they want, which is a detailed explanation.
So far, his sponsors seem to be sticking with him. But what about the fans? Americans demand a certain standard of morality from their sports heroes. These people are role models, after all. Children look up to them. What can he do to make it up to the fans?
I would say win. Everything goes away, because that's what people care about.
And Tiger seems prepared to do just that once his face heals. And once he starts winning, it will send American golfers an unmistakable message that nothing cures a bad hook like a 24-year-old cocktail waitress. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.